Yichter could be lemaisel halacha. Maybe you don't have to make so many knots. It's enough just to make one knot at the end. But here that the Bnei Rav Chiya says the gadugim is kosher, I tell you they're talking about in such a case. They're talking about such a case where lemaisa you did make a few knots. So even though it may open up the top knot, but since still the bottom knot will still be there. Therefore it'll still be kosher. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Here we're holding Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph on top. The Yom Rabba. Rabba says like this. Shema Mina have a proof that Kesher El Yoin Diraisa. That if such halacha by tzitzis, you have to make at least one knot. The top knot of the tzitzis is midiraisa. In other words, it's not enough midiraisa just to put the four strings through the begyan and twirl them around, but you have to make a knot. What's the proof that you have to make a knot on your tzitzis? So Rabbi says like this: the yis sakodad. If you'll think to say the rabbanon, that it's only midrabbanon, you have to have a knot. But midiraisa it's enough just to twirl them around and stuff them in, but not to make a real knot. If so, my itzrach lemishrei tzadim metzitzis. How come the special halacha, special zeras hakosav we darshim that esther doicholoisa say that if you have a beged, if the beged is made out of flax and you're putting the woolen tzitzis inside it, so even though really there should be this of klayim, still we say esther doicholoisa say. What do I need the special zeras hakosav for? The chum shita. Of course you're allowed to put the woolen strings inside the beged of pishtim, even without a din of esa becholosa say. You know why? Because there's no issa klayim here. Because we hold that hatoikif kifachas einu chibur. You just make one stitch. You put, let's say, wool through a beged of pishtim one time and pull it out. If you do not make a knot, so it's not called a chibur, it's not called attached, and there's no issa shapnes. Shapnes is only if you have wool and linen tied together. But without a kesher, without a chibur, there's no issa diraisa. If so, how come the Torah has to say, especially if there's a kosev, that Esther is becholoisa say? Ella, this is Rabbi's proof. Shema mina pizera have a proof that the Yiraisa, that with the Yiraisa you have to make a kesher on your tzitzis. You have to tie the tzitzis onto your beged. Therefore, when you put wool onto a linen beged, lechur it should be klayim, and the parents is, we say Esther becholoisa say, that's why it's muta. Now, Omar Rabba, Bar Rav Ado, Omer Rav Ado, Omer Rav, im nifsak hachut meyikroi sulo. That if one of the strings, one of the four strings, get ripped off in the place where you put it onto the beged. In other words, not later after you make the twirling around, after you make the knots, the part of the string that comes down, if part of that gets cut off. Now we had before that gadum b'maksherim. But over here, if it gets cut off on the part where it's attached to the beged, so if one string gets ripped there, then the beged tzitzis is possible. That's called the nifsak hachut meyikroi. If the chut, the string where it's put into the beged, when you fold it over there, in that place where it's attached to the beged, if it gets ripped there, sula, it's not considered like you have four strings, it's only like you have three strings left. And therefore the tzitzis is possible. And this the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Nachman, Nachman sat down. The ko'oma alaho shmaitita. He said over this halacha. Say Svei Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. It says, Bamed v'mamurim, when was it said that there's a shear that you have to have yud beis gudlim for the tzitzis? Bitchilosa, that's only at the beginning when you're first going to put the tzitzis into the beged, when you first start making the tzitzis. Avo soifoi, but once you're already finished making the tzitzis, now shirov v'gadum of koshu. So it says two mishaynis here, shirov the leftovers, and gadum of also means the leftover of the strings. Koshu, even though a small amount is left over, still it's ksheira. So now, what's this double lashon of shirov and gadumov? My shirov or my gadumov? What does each one mean? My love doesn't mean to say shirov means the ifsak minayu, the ishtayu minayu. Shirov means it only got ripped off later on after you made the knots of the tzitzis, and just to fill the strings that are hanging down over there, it got cut off. And still it's kosher. And when it says gadumov, the igdom, igdume, that means that's cut off from the beginning, that there's nothing left over. That means even though the chut was nifsak, michibura, where it's attached to the beged, still it's kosher. So, you see, not like Rav Nachman, not like Ravada Omarav was saying over. The Gemara says, Lord, the snapshot is Braisa. I tell you, Chod the Katoni. It means one halacha over here. Shira Shiure Gedubai. The leftover of the Gedubai means the leftover of the strings. After you made the knots on the titsis, the seal, the part of the titsis that's hanging down, the Torah strings, not the part that's twirled around. Over there, if you have something left over, Koshu, as long as something is left over, still it's kosher. Even though before we had the Shiras Kadeya Niva, it also goes into Koshu. As long as you have a small amount left over, that you can make a bow with it, it's kosher. Ve'edah Hanami, if it was Nifstak Mi'ikroi, Havad, it would be possible. Now the Gemara says, if so, Vilema, let it just say Gadumov, Shirav Lobeli, let it just say Gadumov, that Gadumov is a Koshu. The Gemara says, this is what comes to teach us over here. Divinon Shiuru Lagadumov. Even though we're saying it's a koshu, the leftover strings, again, after you made the knots on the tzitzis, the leftover strings, it's enough with a koshu, but you should know there is some shear, there is some amount that you have to have left over yet. And what is that shear, like we had before? Kedei la'anvon, enough to be able to make a bow around the strings that are missing. So that's why it says Lashon over here, Shiurav Gaduma. As if to say, this Gaduma, even though it's ksheri, even though it's missing, but I call upon him, there has to still be something left over. You have to have the shear of Kedei Liyanvon. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rabba was sitting down. Ukoba Mishmei de Rabba, saying over the name of Rav. Chut Shokrach Oile Min Aminyin. The one string that you use, like the Shamish, the one you use to twirl around the other strings to make the Gedil, that's also included in the eight strings. As we put in four strings, and we fold it over, now we have eight strings. So don't think that the one string that you twirl around with is not included in the cheshbon. You have to have eight besides that. No. The one string that you use to tie around is also included in the cheshbon. That's called chut shel krach is oilem min aminyan. Omale Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that Shmuel Amra, it was Shmuel that said this in Amra. Velo Rav, and not Rav. And before Rav said it over the name of Rav, so Rabbi Yosef is saying, no, it wasn't Rav that said it over, but rather with Shmuel. The Gemara says, Itmanam, we also learned Omar Rabba Barbachona, that Tzachli Rabbi Yashia Dimin Usha, that Rabbi Yashia told me, that was from Usha, that Chut Shel Krach, this one string that you use to twirl around the other strings to make the Gedil with, is Olam Min HaMinyan, that's part of the Minyan. Like we had before, this Chut that you twirl around with, it's also included in the Cheshbin of the eight strings. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rov was sitting down, the Koma Mishmei de Shmuel, said over the name of Shmuel, that Cheles Shekorach Ruboi Ksheiro, that the Cheles, if you are Korach Rubos, the Cheles here is lobbed off to the blue wool, it means the Lashon of the Tzitzis, at that we have our strings, so if you are Korach Ruboi, if you made the Gdil, you twirled it around, of Rove of the length of the strings, it's also Ksheiro. Even though Lachatchila, the way we do it, is only one third of the length is twirled around, and two thirds is stamped still stamped the strings, but he says, but the effort, if you made right of it, Korach, still is Ksheira. Omele Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Rav Omri Omele Shmuel, no, it was Rav that said over this Membra, and not Shmuel. But it would happen, we also learn like this, Oma Rav Huda Bar Yehuda, Oma Rav Sheshes, and Oma Rav Yibi Bar Abba, Oma Rav. Cheles tzitzis shekorach rubo. If somebody made the gedil of roiv, the majority of the length of the tzitzis, he twirled them around. Ksher still is kosher. Rav Chia b'Reid Rav Nosin Masni Yochi learned it like this: that Omer Rav Hun, Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yirmiyah Barabo, Omer Rav in the name of Rav, that cheles shekorach rubo ksheiro, that the tzitzis, if you twirled it around, most of them, you know, is ksheiro. Like we had before, that even though there's a small amount of still the strings hanging down, most of the length of it was twirled around, so it's ksheira. Now it says, Gafil lekorach belechul yachas ksheira. And who did, let's say, make a small amount of the gedil. You only twirl around one time, that's all. One chulya is also ksheira. However, and the rest of it, the length of it was strings, it's kosher. We'll soon see exactly how much a chulya is, how many twirlings around you have to have. Some say at least three times. But then it says, "V'noyet chelus." What's the hinder mitzvah of tzitzis? How is it supposed to be made? Shlis Gadil, one third of the tzitzit should be twirled around the first third, and then Shnei Shlis Onav, the next two thirds of the length of the Yud Beis Gudlin should be hanging down, should be strings separate. Now, the Kama Shilchulya, how much is each twirling around? So Tanya learned like this. Tanya Rebbe Yoima, Kadesh Yichrach V'Yishna V'Yisholosh. Has to be at least three times. If you twirled it around three times, that's called the Chulya. And but the Evad Yotza just making three twirlings. Tony will learn like this though. That HaPoichis LaYichus Mishavi should not make less than seven turnings. V'HaMoishav LaYesav HaSloish Yesav should not be more than 13. What's the reason? HaPoichis LaYichus Mishavi should make less than seven. Keneged Shiva Rikiyim. Keneged the seven Rikiyim there are in Shemayim, one above the other. V'HaMoishav LaYesav HaSloish Yesav, why? What's 13? Keneged Shiva Rikiyim. There are seven Rikiyim. The six spaces in between them. So this is the hiddur to do it between 7 and 13. Lamaisa, our meaning is that when we make tithesis, we do all of these. We make 7, then we make 8, then we make 11, then we make 13, the different chulyas, and in between we make the knots. That's why we have 5 sets of knots, and in between the 5 sets of knots are the first 7 twirlings, then 8, then 11, then 13. Tanya learn like this. When you first put the strings into the baguette, first put the lovin into the baguette. Why? Ha-knaf min knaf, that comes first. When you finish making the twirlings of the strings, is the same lovin, also you have to end off with lovin. In other words, here it's mashmad ascholus means, when you start twirling the strings around, first start twirling it around with lovin. And then you twirl around the rest of it with chelis. And then at the end of the twirlings, again you should end off with lovin. But the klal is the ma'alin b'kodesh v'lo b'ridin. You always have to be ma'ala, go up, because you should not go down. So Rashi explained that since the pasuk gave a kedima to lovin, mashma that has more kedusha. But since we start off with lovin, it's not nice to end off with chelis. We'll have to end off with lovin. That's called the ma'alin b'kodesh v'yein b'ridin. The Gemara says, Rav Rabba bar Bachona, Hevi Yasri, they were sitting down. Have a kachol of v'yosel hugavra. The person was testing by them. The michse glima the kula tchilta. He's wearing a beged that the whole beged was made out of tchelis. The whole beged was made out of tzitzis. The whole talus was made from blue wool. For rabbi le tchilta, and still he had tzitzis.